It sounds like it's kind of like an orgy. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. I mean, what I was trying to do is understand the dynamic. Is it like 10 dudes, 10 chicks? You know what? Well, apparently that is an outdated concept. So I'm already showing my age. According to the article, the group of lovers based outside of Boston consists of couples and individuals, including heteroflexible men, queer women, and non-binary
What
individuals.
is heteroflexible? Welcome to the Backyards Convos. I'm Khadijah.
And I'm Shondor.
And I'm so excited. This is like, this was your birthday weekend.
We are both officially old. I was giving you some trouble for being turning 30 before me, but now it happened to me as well. So, guys, this is it. We're old now.
What?
And we're getting ready to go to bed. It's about 7:30.
You're calling me, I didn't remember you calling me old, but thanks, now I know.
I say that in my mind, Yeah,
Oh.
it's I keep it upstairs, but
Wow. 30's not old, by the way. It's very much like, I mean, 30 is old.
It's old,
It's definitely old,
You know
but
you're
like,
old when you see like 20 something year olds and they're
yeah.
like, "Woo!" And you're like, "It's time for me to go to bed. It's 11:30 on a Friday night."
You
And you're
know the funniest thing is, I don't think 30's, I think 30's old, but when you say that I'm old, it hurts for some
I
reason.
was just
I
playing
know,
with
but
you.
it's just like, oh shit, that's right. I'm old. I'm an old lady.
Well, we went out with the boys. I went out with the boys on Friday for my birthday. And let me tell you, 12:30 rolled around. And I'm like, "It's about time to get some sleep. I'm kind of tired." I used to be out at the bars up until closing. I would close those places
I
down.
know.
And now I'm like, "Oh, it's a good night's sleep."
You got home pretty, well, not pretty early, but like 12 o'clock,
About
midnight.
just about one. We left the bars around 12:30. My younger friend was like, "Yo, a bunch of pussies," and I'm like, "Yeah, he's got a point." But yeah, so that's that. We're old now.
I hate that you keep saying we're old.
You're
Like,
right there with me. You
I
can't.
mean, I have no problem saying that I'm 30, and I have no problem understanding I'm old, but whenever you say it, for some reason, it just hits different.
You're
It's
the one
like,
who takes naps at 7:30 in the evening,
I
and
don't
well, you
take
don't
naps.
take naps. You go to bed at 7:30.
I do, but yeah, I can say I can say that I'm old, but when
But
you
I say we.
are old,
Okay.
it just, I
Okay,
don't
so you're
know
still 29-ish.
No, I'm definitely
That's what Jerry
30.
told me. He said, "No, if anyone asks you, 29-ish." And I'm like, "That is mostly honest." 29-ish is at least 5 years on either side of 29. So you're 29-ish, and I'm an old fart.
I have no problem turning 30. There's people who actually, I've coworkers who are like, "Oh, I don't like being 30. I don't want to be 30."
It's really not a big deal.
It's not a big
It's not
deal.
a big
I've
deal.
fully come to being 30 and it's fine, I don't like when you say it. I don't
All right, I won't ever.
like when you
Wow, this
say
is.
we're old.
Yeah,
Like, I
this is our
don't
first old people fight. Damn.
Anyway, so
Yeah,
you went out with the boys on Friday,
it
and
was a
then
great time. Shout out to the boys. Very, very kind thing that they did. It was
they're
really fun. I didn't have to drive or anything.
yeah.
I didn't have to
They
Uber.
showed you a good
They showed
time.
me. I didn't pay for a single drink the whole night. Very, very great group of guys. Very, very lucky to have them in our lives.
I know. And then we went out the following
We
day.
went to Vinoy
It
Park.
was very fun.
It
They
was
had a
great.
surprise event going
There was an
on.
art festival.
It was very cool.
The
We walked
art was
around.
pretty
It
cool
was
there.
very cool. Yeah.
Then we
I
walked
loved
down to
it.
the pier.
It was fun and seeing the ocean crashing
You
and just,
pounded your strawberry lemonade.
which I didn't realize I was
You were
doing.
just like,
I was
do. And I
drinking.
was looking over, I'm like, I'm a third of the way in my drink. And you're like, "Can I have some of yours?" I'm like, "Oh man, no, you're the driver. You're driving us back." I was counting on taking your drink because you sip drinks slower than anyone I've ever met.
I
Because
do.
you don't like pound anything
I don't
except for
pound
this one
anything.
electric blue lemonade. And then I look over and you're like, "Hey, give me some." I'm like, "No, I bought half a drink for you and one and a half for me." And you're already messing up the plan.
I
It was good, though. It was a tasty little, like, girl beverage.
Yes. I'm very much a sipper. I do. I do sip my drinks, but it is really wild that I did, like, pound in.
But it tastes just like Minute Maid lemonade.
I think that's what it was. Like my childhood. I think it was so sweet that it. I didn't even realize there was alcohol in it that I wasn't even thinking about it.
That's why I don't do mixed drinks anymore.
Yeah, because it really does trick you.
As soon as you start mixing your alcohol with soda or something, you're pounding those. You're not even keeping track. Because as far as you can tell, you're staying hydrated.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
but then it creeps up to you and it kicks you in the teeth and then boom, boom, and then you got regrets and stuff. You know, everyone's been there.
It worked out fine, though.
It worked out great. Yeah.
Went to the park, watched the waves, came back.
Walked along the pier.
Yes, the pier.
Made some bomb burgers.
Yes.
Very tasty.
I made really good burger and I was so proud of myself.
Yeah.
I let it marinate. Then.
Oh, you seasoned it?
I seasoned it.
Yep, yep. I remember when you brought seasoning to our vacation hangout with our homies.
Yeah. With your homies.
And you're like, oh, I'm going to season my burger. And everyone's like, no, I don't want seasoning. And then as soon as they saw a seasoned burger, they're like,
they tasted it.
They're like, ooh, can I get one? Didn't they take your seasoned burgers?
I had a burger that was not seasoned.
We didn't get the seasoned burgers. We seasoned ours.
And then
everyone's like, oh, they're onto something. I want one of them. And we were just like, okay.
So we turned on
our friend group to
seasoning. It was the funniest thing because I said, hey, I'm going to season the burger. They're like, oh, no, no.
Everyone was like, no. Why would you season a burger?
Yeah. And then, like, I didn't get a burger that was seasoned.
And everyone saw the seasoning.
It was good.
You see, like, the light bulbs go off. You're like, oh, my gosh. Like, look at that.
So
seasonings.
Funny. Anyways.
But you season the burgers really well.
It was good. You mix
that seasoning into the ground beef and you let it sit in the fridge for a minute so it really kind of permeated.
Then I fried it slowly. I put it on slow fry and I flipped it over. I had the bacon done first.
Mm-hmm.
Did the potatoes. The fries was not my best.
I liked the burger very much.
But the burger was really good.
Yeah, I thought I was going to have two, but I started watching that new Zack Snyder movie on Netflix.
Yes.
You
fell asleep, by the way.
I fell asleep through it, and I have absolutely no interest to rewatch it.
That's fine.
Like, the little fragments that I remember as I was falling asleep, I was like, I don't care about this at all. And so, yeah, I'm never going to put that on again. But it was a good filler for the time that we had.
Yes. So, we want to talk about the evolution of relationships.
Especially, you know, now that we're getting into our 30s.
We're definitely in our 30s. Thank you for reminding the people. If you forgot how old we are.
I'm still processing this.
Okay.
I'm in my first day of being 30. All right. I'm still like a brand new 30-year-old. I don't know how I'm going to act at work tomorrow. I don't know how I'm going to dress. I already tucked my shirt in. So I have to get... I'm going to have to get weirder with it.
You already fit the role of a 30-year-old.
But now that I'm actually 30, I have to step it up. I gotta tuck my dress shirt into denim with the white New Balance Dad running shoes. I think that's the next step.
I can't.
I've been dressing like I've been 30 since I was 29 or 22. And then now I gotta dress like a middle-aged dad.
Anyway.
I gotta step it up.
So now that everyone remembers our age, we wanna talk about the evolution of relationships. And specifically, I want to talk about how the popular, like, relationship was popular, like, you know. When our parents were dating, it was very popular to get married. The concept of dating was to date.
Find yourself a husband.
Or a wife. The popular thing was to get married.
There were people that I heard about, and they would, this was back in, like, the 50s or the 60s, and they met. They dated for a week, and then they got married.
After a week of
dating.
That was very much the goal, and it was very popular. When it came around to our times, like the millennial times, the popular thing is to date. Not so much marriage. Like, getting married is cool, whatever. So there's people that do it. But the very popular thing is to be dating. Like, you wanted to be in a relationship.
You want that spark over and over again.
You wanted to be in that relationship. Marriage is fine, whatever, it's cool. But dating was... the popular
thing. Have to have a girlfriend.
Yes.
It can't just be a girl you hang out with. No, it's my property. Like, that was very much the idea growing up.
Yes. And the Gen Z generation, I feel like it's very popular to do casual hangouts. Not so much dating, but casually hanging out, whether it's going on to eat or whatever the case is to be, that's the goal. The goal is to go into talking phase where you go out and casually hang out, not so much get into date or marriage. It's just casual hanging out.
I remember a date, like growing up my entire life, I always thought a date was dinner and a movie.
Yeah.
Now a date's coffee.
Yes.
Now a date is getting coffee and chatting for 20 minutes. And I guess if you're swiping on like the dating apps and you're ordering someone, you're ordering a person like you order Grubhub, maybe you don't really feel like a whole dinner.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just not worth it.
Well, the reason with the casual hangouts is like when you're going on so many casual hangouts, it's expensive to go on so many casual hangouts. So you can't do a dinner and a date for every single casual hangout you're doing. You have to have one, and you're going to hang out with this person, whether it's at lunch or dinner or whatever, but you can't do both.
But
you have to do one or the other.
But that's where, we met in person. Yeah. I didn't order you from the internet. No. I didn't say, I like this one. Come and be my woman.
Yeah.
Like, that's not how it worked. We met in person the old school way. I told my sister, get your hot friends to get their hot friends to come hang out with us. And it worked out pretty well.
Yeah.
You know, but the whole point is that we got to know each other in person before we even went out.
Yeah.
We said, hey, there's a vibe. There's a connection. There's a spark. We got that understanding before we went out on our first date.
Yeah.
And that's the difference between nowadays dating and the days of old dating. Yeah.
And I want to talk about, eventually I want to talk about what we think the next future of dating is going to be. Because right now we're in the casual hangouts. So you were thinking that it might bleed into polygamy?
I don't know. It's polyamorous.
I said this is the wrong word.
It's funny. It's like, okay, so when we get into the article, we're going to see from the New York Post.
Your favorite.
The most
accurate.
Accurate and integrity filled, you know what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, before you jump into it, but I also feel like the next, I think that the next
stage is everyone just being alone.
Alone. Like, I feel like everyone's going to be very independent and not necessarily want to do casual hangouts, just very much focus on themselves. That's what I think the next stage of dating is. But we do have an article from the New York Post, your favorite.
We have two articles from the New York Post. Mm-hmm. And they both demonstrate the polar opposites of this new world of dating.
Yes.
And I think, honestly, to be completely frank, I think a lot of these problems that we're facing is the dating apps.
Mm-hmm.
I think the dating apps have divided people into two extreme camps. Mm-hmm. And none of it's super awesome coming from like a 30-year-old guy. But we can jump right into it if you're ready. Okay, so the first article, and this is where I don't want to say agenda, but I think this is the direction that we're being pushed into more and more.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that this is the really route that they're going
to... I don't think everybody in this world is really psyched about this. Mm-hmm. But I think in the way our social economic system is progressing, I feel like this is making more and more sense to people.
Yeah. This can, like, you can try to connect the dots.
Yeah. So just to back up a little bit, back in our parents' day, and even before then, you got a single income source, traditionally a man, and he had supports his whole family on a single income. Nowadays, not a chance of that happening. Nowadays, you're really lucky, like you're ultra privileged if you can support a family on a two income source. I don't think the next generation can do that. I think the generation of our economic times is a whole bunch of people living together to afford the one bedroom apartment, and they all live in bunk beds.
Yeah.
And that's
I don't want that to be the future.
It sounds draconian. It doesn't sound, it sounds really dark.
Yeah.
But that's where I'm kind of coming at this article from.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just read the title. It says, inside a radical 20-person polyamorous relationship where wild sex is always on tap.
That's crazy.
Once again, shout out to the New York Post for the lengthiest titles.
They need to sponsor us the way we shout them out.
Yeah, well, they're our content generator. So essentially, the title sums it up all again. And there's 20 plus people who are in what they call a relationship.
Together.
How the hell do you do that? It's hard enough being in a relationship with one person. I see this trend about threesomes and thruples, as they're called, and I'm like, I want to be alone. I'm sharing my space with one other person. That's good. That's enough. And now I'm going to share my space with her boyfriend. I don't, that's pushing it. And now you
Lie.
got 20 other people who are in a relationship with you. It just doesn't, I can't wrap my head around it.
See, the confusion of all this is just so funny because like there's no way everyone there's not 20 people
I thought they all had like a compound and it was like 20 people. I don't know what I thought.
I mean, it could be an orgy, we don't know.
It sounds like it's kind of like a an orgy. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. I mean, what I was trying to do is understand the dynamic. Is it like 10 dudes, 10 chicks? You know what? Well, apparently that is an outdated concept. So I'm already showing my age. According to the article, the group of lovers based outside of Boston consists of couples and individuals, including heteroflexible men, queer women, and non-binary
What
individuals.
is heteroflexible?
I think
We
I
don't know what it
think they're
means.
probably bisexual, but they don't want the title.
Got
I
it.
think that's probably the correct way to state it.
It's so funny having all these labels,
I don't.
but okay, so we originally had labels of like you're
There
either
is gay or
gay or
straight.
straight.
Okay, then there's bisexual.
Yeah, of
That's
course.
fine too.
And now we have just a bunch of labels that
What is heteroflexible?
you tell me.
I
Because
think
I don't
it's
know what
pretty
that
descriptive of what it is, but it's like, well, you
means.
like both, just be bi. Why
Bisex.
can't we just be bi? Why is it
So
heteroflexible?
does that mean
Does he
that
like do acts with men but he doesn't enjoy it? Like, what is even
So does
going
yeah,
on?
does that mean that like
That's
you
the vibe I get.
does it mean that you identify as straight but you do sometimes
I
like
think
things that are like non-straight activities?
it sounds, in my opinion, it
Yeah.
sounds kind of like a prison situation. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Oh.
you got guys coming out of prison, they're like, I didn't want to do it, but I had no other options. Maybe that's hetero. I think that sums it up pretty good.
Wow, that word. I mean, honestly, I
It's
understand the
just.
labels are fine. Like, I don't like I personally don't like being
Labels
labeled.
are putting people in boxes.
But why so many different random labels that like we already have word labels for this. Why are we creating like maybe this is
I
see,
don't.
I'm old. You know what? You're
Yeah.
right. You're right. I'm old
Yeah.
because I'm like, why have all these other labels that literally they already exist, but then choose to make it a little bit more confusing.
Little bit more confused. And I mean, like, just reading this, like, the people, heteroflexible, queer women, and non-binary individuals, like, that's. Why can't people just be people at this point? How about that? How about it's a group of people who all like
Have
to have
sex.
sex with each other.
Yeah.
We don't have to get into the labels and the subcategories. It's like the death metal scene in the early 2000s. You had death metal, then grindcore and metalcore and melodic death metal and Viking. It's metal. Listen to the metal. You want to have sex with people? Then there's, I mean, why are we putting everything in subgenres?
I don't know. But anyways,
It gets, it's just, yeah, I don't get it. But I think this is the future of the human relationship
I don't
scene.
think so.
I hope you're right.
I think this is just what they're trying to push, but go ahead.
So according to this polycule, which is what they call themselves, it's an ever-evolving organism that looks entirely different from everyone's perspective.
What's with the
Again, I don't even.
polycule?
It's
The
so.
amount of made up words, we should just have like a every time they say a made up word, we should just do something. Like, 'cause like what the heck is a polycule?
It's a
Oh, they actually have a definition.
yeah, and then in the article they're like, a lot of people are very confused by this when they join. I'm like, if you don't understand what you're in, how am I supposed to understand what you're in? And why is the New York Post writing about this? I mean, just what about just saying, hey, there's a 20 people who like to have orgies. Bam, done. Article over. Like,
Done.
it's
It's too
simple. It
simple.
makes sense. Okay, I don't need to know who's doing what to who, but apparently, and that's why I brought this one up, because I think this is the future of relationships that we're being presented with as the new normal.
Right.
Because what I found very interesting and a little bit off-putting in this article is there's very much almost like an attack on just, you know, monogamous. Yeah. So right in the first paragraph, one of the members of the polycule states, the structure of the nuclear family needs to shift.
Yeah.
I didn't really dig that. I didn't dig that at all. And maybe it's just because I'm 30. But it's like, we're not talking about the nuclear family at this point. We're talking about 20 people who share partners. And they do what they're going to do. And they don't really know what they identify as. But that's not a nuclear family.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't think that if I was going to have kids... Mm-hmm. I don't think that what we're talking about here is the nuclear family.
Yeah.
But they're going out there and saying, no, the nuclear family, the thing that we were talking about before, it needs to change.
Why can't you just do what you want to do and not involve other people?
If you're like, if you have a group of 20 friends,
if this is what you want to do, stop saying you want to like make other people do this too. Just do what you want to do.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't need to know.
If you have a group of 20 friends, first of all, kudos to having 20 friends. I know. Commendable. 20 friends as a grown adult. Well, 20 people who would like to have sex with you. Mm-hmm. Great job. Don't call it the nuclear family.
Yeah.
That's not the definition of the term.
Yeah.
And so
do what you want to do and don't tell me about it.
Yeah, so it's an evolving organism of people and there's boundaries and everyone gets their feelings hurt. I really liked this one story about this guy whose wife started cheating on him with this hot hunk and he was crying about it. That's what he said in the article. He was crying about it. But then he met this polycule and he started being hetero flexible, I'm guessing, and everything was great for them, I guess. It's just all very strange to me.
What's also interesting, there's a part in the section that says everyone is so deeply in love with each other, whether or not it's romantic love, which is really interesting because when you're in a relationship with someone, you're actually doing, you know, whether it's a monogamy, you're having love for that one singular person, you're showing them affection. With 20 people,
it's cheapening the definition of love.
Yeah. And so for them to say that you are, like, you can still, like, don't get me wrong, love, you can love someone.
Jesus loved the whole world. Yeah. I try to love people, but it's hard.
Yeah, no, of course. But, like, for them to say, like, honestly, this is just, in my opinion, I'm not going to lie, I think this is kind of silly.
I think these are maybe 10 people in this entire world of ours. Uh-huh. Like, when I say love, I'll take a bullet for this person.
Oh, yeah.
And if we're talking about love, mm-hmm. that's the definition I'm talking about.
Okay.
I can say, oh, I love you to anyone on the street, mm-hmm. but it doesn't mean I'm going to do anything to help them.
Yeah. Like, I care for people. Like, I want people to have good quality of life. That's just my whole perspective. Like, I want you to have a good quality of life. I care about you. And I can understand what they say, everyone love each other, which I understand that point of view. But, like, I think that just in general, like, trying to say that this is the new form of, relationship is not what I don't think.
Well, I think that's the form of relationship that's being pushed.
Yeah.
Because at this point, I mean, if you're going to survive in this world as an average person.
An average person.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, like, you need a two-income source.
Yeah.
If you're going to, like, own a house, especially, it's darn near impossible to do that on a single income.
Yeah.
So at this point, it's almost required to have a partner to have a comfortable life.
Right.
As the economy and our society gets more and more difficult, two people ain't going to cut it. That's where you want to get your buddy and his wife or his girlfriend and you're going to move in together. Mm-hmm. Hey, we rented a two-bedroom apartment with the four of us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or a two-bedroom house. So as things get progressively more difficult to survive, you have to expand what your definition of
relationship.
If we moved in with our friends and we shared an apartment, we're not going to say that we're all in a relationship. No, you have your relationship, I have mine. You stay in your bedroom, I stay in mine. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting because the evolution of our ideas of a relationship is evolving in tandem with our ideas of what we have to do to survive.
Right. I think this is just situational. To be very fair, I feel like all these people, like you're saying, like if they are saying that, like, oh, you know, it's gonna be kind of hard to afford things later on in life, which it does make sense because things keep going up and up. I think this is right. This is very situational. Like, you may end up being with a group of people to live with one another, but I don't think that you'd want to call that like a relationship with all these people. Like, I feel like it's just a situational type of thing, you know.
But it sounds like they're all deeply in love, according to this article.
That's what they're claiming.
That's what they're claiming.
I doubt,
yeah.
Like, if you put like two random people that never been to each other, like, you know what I mean? Like, I get it. Like, love as in, like, oh, I love this person as, like, I want the best for them. Sure.
It's really hard to love.
But not romantically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they admit.
That's what
they're
trying to say,
platonic, romantic, sensual. We don't really know. We just really like hanging out together.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
I guess. I don't know.
That's fine. That's totally okay. You can, like, you know, share space with someone and actually care for them.
But they don't all live together.
They don't live together?
A lot of these people are in what they call primary partnerships. Which I think is new age talk for I'm married, but I want to go and hang out with the swingers. So it's like, it's all, see what I'm saying? The whole article is just a lot of gray area.
Even
like, none
I'm,
of it's consistent. None of it makes sense. I don't still know what heteroflexible means. And it gets even more confusing. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm not knocking this.
Mm-hmm.
This might be tons of fun.
What?
I just don't understand it because
for
it goes...
me, like, I want to jump. I want to be like, I want to understand and like be a part of it. And I want, like, even when you want to understand and be a part of it, you get so confused that damn, like, you just want to jump off of it. You're just,
I don't know,
like,
what,
ah,
the,
you know what?
I don't know,
it's
what
okay.
The hell they're saying.
But I'm okay. I don't want to know.
I mean, it goes on and it says one of the founders of the polycule. She says, "Our polycule is female run. It's the female-identified people who spearhead. We convene, we plan, we call the shots. It's a bunch of queer women who say, we're not going to follow the rules." I don't know what any of that entails. And I'm not talking smack about anybody. I just don't know. I don't have... I'm trying to make a visual, like, image of what this is. And none of that in that sentence I can understand.
So what I'm assuming is that if it's female-run, it's like, oh, like... maybe the females get together, have a meeting, and like they
or female identified.
Female identified.
That's also true.
Yeah, who get together, have a meeting, discuss what they want the polycule to be.
But what
and
is
everyone
even
else
that?
They have to follow the rules of whatever they decide.
But then they
be.
Just said we're gonna make the rules,
mm-hmm.
and we don't follow no rules. That's what they literally said.
Yeah, they make the rules, but it's like.
And then in the very next sentence, just like what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is so deeply in love with each other, whether or not it's romantic. Again, we have another... I just don't understand, but I've been seeing more and more articles similar to this coming out,
mm-hmm.
where I feel like this is what's being presented as the new normal for relationships.
That's what they want to present, but I truly feel like, based on the trend that I've seen and how, like, I've told you how, like, it was very popular to be... like, back in the days, marriage was very popular.
Yeah.
And it became very popular to just be in a relationship, dating. Doesn't have, you don't have to be married.
And now we don't even know what we're calling whatever this is.
And the next step was casual, like, hangouts.
Yeah.
So I truly can't see everyone just switching out of nowhere, being like, from casual hangouts to now we're going to be, like, in multiple relationships. Like, how does that work? How do we get back to there?
It's
definitely going to be a cycle for sure, but
yeah.
I feel like polygamy didn't even come into focus until, like, a few years ago.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But I guess what I'm trying to understand is that everyone knows what a relationship is.
Yes.
Right? Oh, this is my partner.
Mm-hmm.
This is the person that I choose to be with.
Mm-hmm.
It's a concept that has existed for thousands of years,
mm-hmm.
and everyone knows what that means.
Yeah.
Right now, what we're working with is something that we can't even define, and the people in this situation contradicted themselves 18 different times over the course of a New York Post article where they can't even define what they're in.
Yeah.
And that's where I think our human relationships are going, at least for this cycle. And
babe,
I think
have to realize a lot of times it's the people who are the minorities who make things sound so loud and sound so like it's bigger than it really is. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So even though this may be happening for like a small group of people, This does not, I don't not, I do not see this speaking for the majority of
Oh,
people.
I completely think you're right,
Yeah.
but I think also the people in the minority dictate, not dictate, but they lead the cultural change. Remember, I mean, like, just like, you know, I remember when I was younger. Wow. Wow. Don't say
Spoken
nothing.
like
Don't say anything. I know what that sounds like. But I remember, like, before gay marriage was legalized, that was like a big deal. And now we're well past that point.
Oh yeah.
Decades past that point.
We're in transgender and like
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
non-labels,
and
yeah.
now, like, for people, like, there was gay people back when I was a youngster, we were a very small minority. Now something like 35% of the next generation are identifying as gay or bi,
Non-binary.
whatever. So that is the minority leading the cultural change.
I see what you're
So this
saying.
minority we're talking about, this polyamory, polycule, whatever it is, they again are leading the cultural change.
Yeah.
And if that becomes the accepted norm, which I think it might be, it's just a really interesting evolution in the way we perceive relationships.
Yeah, it is very interesting. To be fair, that may be happening, but I don't see that's gonna be the net, literally the next gen, like the gen, what is it, Gen Alpha? We have Gen Z already sort of casual hangouts. I don't think that's gonna be Gen Alpha. That may be sometime down the line, but I don't think it's gonna be the actual next, like, just evolution of relationship right now. Obviously, that's not something we, you know, I don't really want that to be
All I
current.
know, it's a very interesting development.
Yeah.
I was scrolling through the New York Post, the finest publisher of smut stories. I was scrolling through that and I saw this article and I said, "Wow, that's really, really interesting."
It is interesting. It's a really interesting thought. And good for them.
I mean, hey, it sounds like it's working out, except for that one guy who was talking about crying because his wife was, you know,
With
having
another.
an affair with a much more athletic man. Good on everyone, except for
The mental health
that.
of these people, I kind of just wonder what their mental health status is, because like
It sounds
to be
hard.
in a like a 20 person polycule just sounds like a mental health toll. Like it just sounds like your mental health is really just declined,
That's what
because
they were
like
saying.
it's
They were
just
saying we have to figure out boundaries and scheduling and all this other stuff. I mean, it's
why
hard
not just make
enough.
life simple and not make things so difficult, like.
Spoken like a 30-year-old. I mean, honestly, it's hard enough understanding a person, one other individual.
Yeah.
Let's backtrack. It's hard enough to understand yourself,
Yes.
let alone another person.
Yes.
And now you got 20 other people? Like, that's just way too much for me.
Yeah.
Like, that's boundaries and scheduling and, oh, I, you know, she doesn't like this, but she likes that. It's just too much.
Yeah. I don't know why we like to complicate things. But I understand, like, sometimes you want to like try something new, things outside the box, totally fine. But if something's working, why fix it if it's not broken? You know?
So
Anyways.
I think when we were talking about future of relationships, I think maybe it's not that. Maybe that's not the end of all. Maybe that's not the end objective. But I'm just saying, I think based on the articles that the New York Post put out, which is my entire view of life at this point, I think we're definitely going in that direction.
I think
We're
that
seeing the thruples becoming more and more popular.
yes,
We're seeing swingers becoming more and more popular. This is the next evolutionary step of all of those things, and I feel like that's the direction our relationships as a society are going in.
I hate that you say that. I'm so sorry. I hate that those words came out your mouth, but I do feel like they are like
I'm not
project.
saying it's good or bad.
I think that like I can see that happening in the like, you know, like later years. That I can see that
Okay,
I can see
yeah.
that more and more and more developing and getting bigger and bigger and bigger to the point that
Exactly.
it actually becomes reality. But I'm not seeing that for the very next generation. And I don't want to think about it. If it happens, it happens. Like, what can we do? Nothing we can do
Oh, well,
about it. If people.
we're not here to pass judgment or try to
No. If.
stop them from having fun with
If that's
multiple.
what you.
That's not our business.
If that's what you
I'm just
want.
saying this is what I see as the progression of our culture.
Yeah. What I also feel bad about that whole thing is like the amount of like STDs you might be like entered like with 20 people.
20 people is a good group size.
To be like the amount of like STDs you may be carrying around to next person is wild. I hope that they at least inform like what's the word I'm looking for? Enforce at least like the health. Aspect of it.
Does anything in that article sound like they're going to enforce anything? Their whole thing is about free loving.
Yeah.
Their whole thing is about, hey man, you do what you're going to do. Or, oh, no, I'm sorry, excuse me. Hey person, you're going to do what you're going to do. Like, we don't even know who these folks are.
Yeah.
They don't even know who they are. They're heterofluid. I don't even know what that means. They probably don't even know what that means either. They're led by women-identified people. Nobody knows what any of these things mean.
Yeah.
And that's super great. If that's what people are into, that's super great. But I'm just saying, based on our conversation of the evolution of relationships, I think that's the direction we're going
in. I think you're thinking future.
No. If we're talking future, eventually what's going to happen is these polycules, they're going to eventually have some kids, and there'll be a bunch of kids who are raised in this whole situation, and they're going to go full circle 180 degrees back to 1950s date to marry kind of relationships. I think they're going to do that.
Well, yeah, everything.
They're going to be like, I don't know who my dad is. It could be one of these 20 other dudes or maybe other not dudes. I don't know. But I'm going to find a woman and settle down, and that's going to be our life.
Yeah.
It's always The next generation is always a reaction to the previous generation. Mm-hmm. Always, every time.
Yeah. Well, what I'm trying to do is, you think it's going to be a full circle. You think eventually we come back
around. The cycle will always repeat itself.
I agree. I'm trying to predict, I think the very next, like the next generation, Gen Alpha, is actually going to be people who just want to be independent. They don't want to be in a relationship. They're going to be focused solely on themselves and not, like, being in a relationship. Like, again, I stated, like, you know, it went
so
from
completely different from the
polycule. What's going to be very popular, yeah, I think what's going to be very popular is, instead of being, like, looking for marriage or dating or casual hangouts, I think the next Gen Alpha is going to be all about independence and just doing your own thing. And this article, I think, actually is going to show my point of view. Again, by the New York Post, it states, I'm in a relationship with myself. Quitting dating
apps.
That's
super Gen Alpha thing to say. Yeah.
Yeah, this person's probably not Gen Alpha. But yeah, quitting dating apps helped me find the confidence to live my dream.
But doesn't that kind of all come around full circle?
Not just yet.
Okay, never mind.
The article states, a woman who claims to be in love with herself can hardly believe how good life is now that she's given up finding love online. Surprising.
Again, those dating apps are driving people away from human connection.
Yes. Yeah, and people do find love online, but I think that, like, yeah. So
I don't think that's what they're using it for.
Yeah.
They're using it to, like, Grubhub a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. So this bae deleted her preferred dating app on Hinge in January, and after realizing that she wanted to focus on a relationship with herself. She says, I felt like spending time swiping on Hinge and doing all of that was driving my focus in a way that didn't feel good anymore.
These things are not good for your mental health.
Everyone knows this.
Social media. I've never actually used a dating app.
Thankfully.
But I can't imagine the amount of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember when I had Facebook, yeah. I was like, I said something online. Did they like this? Did the online people like what I said? And it can only be so much harder when you have a dating app.
Yeah, because when you actually meet that person, you have to live up to your whole like account that they've already like.
Yeah.
They've already like put you in. You know what I mean? So before going offline, Bay had no trouble finding matches. The app was great. At one point, I was dating a handful of people. See, that's also, I can understand, see, this one's like, you're saying it drives to the polygamy, where you're now dating a bunch of different people. You're in a relationship with a bunch of different people, which I can understand.
Yeah.
But I think that the next generation is going to be very independent, very solely focused on themselves.
It's just so weird, because I remember,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to stop talking like an old fart, I swear, eventually. But I remember, like, normally what I remember growing up with was, oh, there's this woman. Oh, this girl, she's the light of my life. Oh, she's everything. Kind of like what we have, you mm-hmm. know. Oh, there's this woman that I can't live without. And now it's, oh, I'm talking to a handful of guys. We'll see what happens. May the best man win. Casual or person win. So it's very depersonalizing. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I can't say what the generation after that's going to be, but I definitely see the casual hangouts as something that's happening right now.
Yeah.
And I think that people are going to turn internally and very much be isolated and just kind of want to focus on themselves, focus on traveling and all that stuff.
Isn't it weird how when you have too many options, you yes. have no options at all?
Yes.
Like when we were looking at Netflix or Max or Amazon, we're scrolling through the pages and pages and pages of garbage, mm-hmm. and we can't make a decision because there's too many options.
Yeah.
So now that makes us even, if you translate that to the dating world, even more alone.
Yeah. Someone once told me that you don't give people options, you just give them like you give them like, hey, this is it, this or that. You don't give them options because then they get confused, and it's true. Like yeah. when you got so yeah. many options, and when you have so many options, you get like, you start to have all these other things that just, if you had A and B, you have to choose between one and two, then that's easy.
That's what I'm talking about.
Or sometimes you don't give them that. You give them, hey, this is what you're going to do. I'm going to meet you at this time, at this place, and that's it.
That's what women like men to do. And no woman likes, well, what do you want to do? No, they want, I'm picking you up at 7, we're going to go here, dress appropriately, and we'll have dinner.
You know the funniest thing talking about this is we just watched a show about it. Hot people dating.
Pretty much hot people dating. Netflix is bread and butter. That's right.
And one of the persons on the show talked about how, like, she wants this person to just
be assertive and come up to them.
Her, yeah.
But I guess that's what I'm saying. These online dating fulfills a very big role in our society. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, there's nothing more than a guy, from a guy's point of view, mustering up the courage and going, hey, what's up? In a real life situation.
Yeah.
That is what human interaction's about. And a girl goes, oh, hello, you came up to me. That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. If you're swiping and you're ordering pizza like you order a pizza, if you're ordering people like you're ordering a pizza, mm-hmm. you took out 85% of the personal interaction yeah. just by saying, I think you should come here as if you were a Grubhub meal.
Yes. It's kind of crazy. So let me finish with the article.
So she gave up on all of that.
Yeah.
And
so
she was like,
I'm breakup,
so much happier. How crazy.
Yep. So after her breakup, that's when she decides she wants to like solely just focus on herself and be in a relationship with herself.
Very good choice. I mean, honestly, it gets overwhelming.
Yeah.
So I think, like, we went through this whole bell curve as, like, a society in terms of relationships. It started off, there's nothing. Mm-hmm. You got nothing unless you know people who know people and they can introduce you and everything's through word of mouth.
When you mean nothing, you mean, like, you only meet people directly in person?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you go to a bar mm-hmm. and you see a girl and you go, hey, can I buy you a drink?
Yeah.
And she either laughs at you or goes, I guess. And then you start talking.
Are we talking about the marriage era or are we talking about just the dating era?
I'm talking about life before dating apps.
Okay, got it.
If you wanted to go find a lady, mm-hmm. you had to go out to where they were hanging out,
yep.
usually a bar.
Or you can also church when it was.
Or church. Yeah, we're well past church days.
Yeah.
And you're not going to go to church to find a hookup, but... But you had to go out there.
Mm-hmm.
You had to present yourself. You had to get cleaned up. You had to maybe take a shower. But now, it's all different.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have this yes, no, right, left dichotomy, which depersonalizes the entire dating game.
Yeah.
And so when you get someone, you're not making a connection with someone. You don't go, oh my God, wow, what a special person.
Yeah.
You're going, that Grubhub person I summoned was less than
what I expected.
Rememberable.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I feel like that's also the thing. Like, when people go on Hinge dates, like, you know, they do already have, like, an idea of what you are and what
yeah.
you like. But through, like, a computer screen, you're
but
not,
it takes
like,
away that
personalization.
Zest.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're talking to them through a phone, so you can be as, like...
You can make up whatever you want.
You can be as charismatic as you want through the phone, but when you meet them in person and you're...
I could use AI to trick people into becoming my wife.
Yes.
That's where we're at. Yes. That's where the personality, that's where the dehumanization of this dating thing comes from.
Yes.
And that's where I think your story is the heads to my tails, mm-hmm. if you know what I'm saying with the coin.
Yeah.
My story is all this polyamory, oh, free love, it's still depersonalizing.
Yeah, of
course. You can't love someone deeply. You can't love 20 people deeply as if you love one other person.
Yeah. I mean, you can say that you do, and I'm pretty sure you can care.
You can say whatever you want.
You can care about a person, but like to like deeply fall in love with them is kind of hard.
It's hard enough to fall in love with one person. Can you really do that with 20 people and keep that up for 20 people?
I'm pretty sure they can find a way, like, but I feel like genuinely, like, actually having, like, a deep, intimate conversation, get to know that individual person, you can tell every single person individually what they like to eat, where they like to go. But, I mean, I think that the next generation really is going to be, like, no longer trying to find relationships like with people and trying to find a relationship within themselves.
No, I think that's where, you know, this next generation, they're going to take the time to understand themselves.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened with this, our current generation, is you're so overloaded by the options. You have Netflix, you have HBO, you got Amazon, you got YouTube, you got Peacock, you got all these options, but do you know what you really want?
No, you don't.
No.
Yeah.
So the next generation, they're going to disconnect from all of that and go, whoa, that's all great. That's all good.
Yeah.
But what do I really want?
Yeah.
What am I really into?
Yeah.
And then they're going to take a step back and the cycle will restart at that point.
Yeah.
Because then you have an entire generation who just figures out what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I?
Yes.
I don't... Half the words in the article that I read, I didn't understand. And that's fine. I don't think most people understand those terms. But now, in this upcoming generation, none of that's going to matter because they're going to just sit back and figure out what they want, who they are, and where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, they can figure out the best relationship for themselves based on who they are.
Yes.
Instead of being overloaded
with all the stuff.
With everything now. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, that's great. but if you enjoyed that episode, please give us a like on Spotify or Apple Music, wherever you listen to us. Just please go ahead and put the like button, leave a comment, let us know what you think. You can find us on YouTube, Instagram, Reddit, wherever, at The Backyards Convos. Other than that, stay safe, be cool. See you guys next week. Bye.